details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, listen, there's no question there was a misspeak here. I mean, just to sit here while all but maybe three House Republicans voted for the Ryan budget, to somehow then portray that as a radical step, I think is a tremendous misspeak.
A tremendous misspeak. That's Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia. His assessment of Newt Gingrich's comments on Congressman Paul Ryan's budget plan. And that's where we started this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here from ABC. Jonathan Carl and Rick Klein talking to Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri about the Gingrich comments. Is Gingrich right? And is Ryan's plan an extreme proposal? We'll listen to this.
I want to start with this little kerfuffle involving Newt Gingrich over the last couple of days. His comment on the Sunday show on Meet the Press, where he called the Paul Ryan budget, the Medicare proposal, right-wing social engineering. What's your take on that, Senator? Is Newt Gingrich right? Is this an extreme proposal by Congressman Ryan?
No, I don't think it's an extreme proposal at all. Now, I do think it's the danger you run. It's the risk you run when you try to go through complicated legislative processes in a budget committee as opposed to the committees that ultimately would have to change how we look at Medicare. I think if Paul Ryan would have set a target goal, that would have served the purpose. But he decided to take a little bit of a risk and put an idea out there. But it's not a radical idea. It's one of many ideas we ought to be looking at, because Medicare, as we know it today, can't survive for future generations.
Senator, and what do you make of Newt Gingrich's comments, though? You served with the former speaker, obviously, in the House. Did this kind of controversy that's blown up around this, does that surprise you? And does it disqualify him for office?
Well, you know, Newt's an ideas guy, and he likes to talk about ideas. It doesn't surprise me that he would think he was having a debate about ideas. I didn't understand the radical right-wing social engineering comment, and I suspect he wishes he hadn't described it that way. It would be a change, but not a dramatic change. It's just a different way of looking at how we provide choices for health care for people, that you get competition and you get transparency as part of the process. And when you have choice and transparency, you wind up with better price and better quality. And that's one of the things we could do. We need to look at. I don't know why Newt chose those words, but when you're an idea guy, you're eventually going to toss an idea out there or a view of an idea that somebody doesn't like, and maybe he'll even decide he wished he'd have said it a little differently.
Fox News' Britt Hume tells Brett Baier he doesn't think it was a misspeak at all. He also thinks this could be the end of Newt's short campaign.
Donald Trump and Mike Huckabee have voluntarily departed the Republican field, but Newt Gingrich appears to have taken an involuntary step in the same direction only 4 days after entering the race. The former speaker's Sunday comments about the Ryan budget plan as regards health care were simply politically inexplicable. He attacked the Ryan plan, as you heard, as, quote, radical and as, quote, right-wing social engineering. That last phrase, about as harsh a criticism as one could level at a fellow Republican. And never mind that a couple of weeks ago, Gingrich told Time magazine he would have voted for the Ryan plan. Now he has not only disparaged the man who's a hero to many Republicans, he has handed Democrats a potent weapon against Ryan and the Republicans at the very moment they stand accused by Democrats of trying to destroy Medicare. Gingrich also indicated, as you heard, support for some kind of individual mandate requiring all be responsible for their health care, a centerpiece of Obamacare and anathema to many Republicans. He called his idea a, quote, variation on the mandate to buy insurance, which Mitt Romney passed in Massachusetts. Today, of course, Gingrich is trying to undo it all, claiming he's against such a mandate and that he's a great admirer of Paul Ryan and so on. Republicans must wonder what he will say next and why he said what he already did. In fact, though, this is all vintage Gingrich, who is what he has always been, a provocative thinker, but a promiscuous talker. Brett?
So this, in your opinion, does not go away quickly?
I don't think so. I think this will haunt Gingrich for some time to come. And I've listened to the explanations that he's made today and his attempt to walk all this back. And I'm bound to say I was hoping that he would knock that out of the park in a sense. But I don't think they've been a single bit effective. I don't think they were.
Coming up, more reaction to Newt Gingrich's controversial comments. Less than a week into his campaign, many talk hosts think he's done. And that's up next when the Talk Radio Countdown continues.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Data processing services owner Andrew Sensenig.
I keep one eye on growth and the other on my checkbook. Hey, that's why I look to Sam's Club.
Selection, quality, low prices. It's how Sam's Club makes savings simple and helps grow your bottom line. Last year, members saved an average of 44% versus retail superstores on office supplies alone.
See the savings for yourself. I did.
Join during National Small Business Week, May 16th through 28th, and get a 10-week membership for just $10. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
We're here today with Paul Dow of Timeshares Only, and Paul, you've got some terrific news for timeshare owners.
That's right. In the next 6 months, over $3.5 billion of timeshares will be sold.
So this is the perfect time to sell.
Exactly, which is why you need to get your property into our network, and if you call us right now, you'll also get a $500 shopping spree absolutely free.
$500 free?
Yes. Just for posting your property with Timeshares Only. And when you do sell your property, you'll get cash. It's a double bonus. You can't lose.
Except if I don't call.
Hey, over 10 million people will be looking to buy a timeshare. So we need your property now.
The number to call now is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714. Turn your timeshare into cash and get a free $500 shopping spree.
And if our lines are busy, please keep calling.
That number again for timeshares only is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Talk radio show, talk radio focus, focusing now on Newt Gingrich and the comments he made about Congressman Ryan's budget plan and the revamping of Medicaid. Talk host Mike Rosen thinks that Newt has dug himself into a hole he won't be able to get out of.
I can't believe that Newt said that, and I like him. I've known him for years. I've had him on the program before. I supported him when he was Speaker of the House. He tried to make some changes and wasn't successful, but he was on the right path. He's a deep, profound, intellectual guy who's been a college professor, and I can't believe he could have been so clumsy in his language. Now, when he was talking about an alternative to the mandate that you that requires you as an individual to buy a product from a company in the private sector, that product being health insurance, this is what these lawsuits are about, challenging the constitutionality of this, the claim that the Commerce Clause allows the government to force you to buy a private sector product is what the debate is all about. So I understand the reasoning on that, and apparently he does as well. So what he proposed and said was a bond, and what he meant by that was simply this. If you choose not to buy health insurance, that means that you'll be personally liable to pay for all of your health care costs. And even if you're young and think that you're invulnerable, if you contract some disease, a lifelong disease that will cost a lot of money to treat, once you've exhausted your income, you will be, and your assets, you will then wind up imposing those costs on the public because you didn't decide to forego current consumption and pay for health insurance with some of your income. So if you post a bond assuming you have the financial assets to back it. A bond, just as you'd post a bond if you were out on bail, and if you don't show up on your appointed court date, you'd forfeit that bond. If you posted a health bond rather than buy insurance, then that bond would be used to relieve the public of the burden of covering your health care costs because you weren't responsible enough to buy health insurance. Personally, I think it's irresponsible not to have health insurance given the huge downside risk of massive health care bills for a serious disease. People who don't have health insurance either ignore that or are unreasonably optimistic. They simply don't want to imagine that they can incur $1 million of health care costs. But you can. And these days, given the cost of health care, $1 million may not go very far if you have a very serious lifelong disease. So if you want to be irresponsible in this society, you should be free to be irresponsible up to the point where you start imposing costs on other people for your irresponsibility. Now, that in a nutshell is what he's talking about when he says posting a bond. And a bond is not a variation on a mandate, other than the fact that you would be required to post a bond. But that's not the same thing as being required to actually buy something. That's only security that you're posting. In any event, that's awfully involved, but the terminology that he used in describing Paul Ryan as a radical right-winger is fatal wording for his presidential campaign, his aspirations of getting the Republican nomination.
Talk host Jay Weber up next on the countdown. He also thinks Gingrich's comment has led to the end of his campaign.
Newt Gingrich for certain killed off all chance that he had of becoming the Republican nominee with his appearance on Meet the Press over the weekend, because he now has the establishment angry at him. He labeled Paul Ryan's plan radical. Virtually every GOP member of the House voted in favor of that plan, and the senators have been talking about using that plan as a basis for at least negotiations with the president and with the Democrats who control the Senate. And here comes along Newt calling it radical and social engineering and does damage to their bargaining position and everything else. He had most of the Capitol angry at him yesterday, to the point that Newt tried to walk back in his comments, but to no avail. Everyone heard what he said. He was clear about it. And it was an attempt to make himself out to be the moderate, the reasonable candidate in the race. This was a tactical decision by Newt to make himself look like the moderate candidate, and it backfired in a huge way. The backlash is huge. The Politico said that he was supposed to be yesterday kicking off a 17-day stop, barnstorming through Iowa. Instead, he was doing damage control because Republicans were criticizing him soundly after he referred to this proposal to reform Medicare as right-wing social engineering. And then he went on to acknowledge his own past support for requiring insurance to buy Americans to buy health insurance. Recognizing the danger that his Sunday comments could quickly step on his Iowa message, Politico says the Gingrich camp spent a large part of Monday doing damage control. In a 39-second YouTube video posted on Monday, Gingrich tried to clarify. He said, "I'm completely opposed to the Obamacare mandate on individuals," but by then it was too late. On Capitol Hill, Republicans expressed deep frustration with Gingrich's characterization, and even the rookies felt it was a punch in the gut. They quote Representative James Lankford here, who sits on the Budget Committee with Ryan and is a freshman. He says, "Typically you'll find people in a presidential campaign running against the current president of the other party rather than running against his own party." And then Paul Ryan did a radio interview yesterday in which he quipped, "With allies like that, who needs the left? With allies like Gingrich, who needs the left?" That quote there is what I think is going to really do Newt Gingrich's campaign in.
Coming up, shifting the focus to other candidates, getting reaction to Trump's announcement that he'll not run for president. Up next on the Countdown Show.
Big story. Food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's talk about what Talk Radio, Talk Television are focusing on with regard to other candidates, including Donald Trump. His announcement, he doesn't want to run. From Fox News, Greta Van Susteren talked to ABC's Rick Klein about who he thinks benefit from Donald Trump's decision.
Who are the big winners and who are the big losers now that Donald Trump has stepped up?
Well, for starters, I think people that are interested in a fun campaign are a bit losers of what just happened, because Mike Huckabee was such a funny guy, and Donald Trump was a lot to have fun with and throughout all of this. I think it's a winner for the serious candidates, because there's a lot more oxygen all of a sudden in this race with Donald Trump out of it. He was a sideshow, and he is now totally sidelined and taking himself out of it. So I think for the future of the front runner like Mitt Romney, that's a good thing. I think for the lower tier candidates, the folks that need to find a voice, need to find some running room in this, they now have that opportunity. And I think these two candidates, both Mike Huckabee and Donald Trump, there's one thing that kind of makes them similar. There's an economic populism there. There's kind of a us versus the establishment mentality, and I think someone else can tap into that, one of the other candidates.
All right, I have an email tonight from Carl Cameron, my colleague, who sent an email to all of us. He says, senior insiders to Minnesota Congressman Michelle Bachmann says that the Republican founder of the House Tea Party Caucus is now very likely to run for president, and she's even got a new web design, but that's in response to the Trump out.
I think she is a big winner in these last couple of days. I think she's well positioned to take advantage of the social conservative vote that went to Mike Huckabee, as well as this populism that she can channel and say, look, we're going to go in there and fight for you. Trump and Huckabee both spoke to that. I think she is now stronger, and she's, I think, very likely to do well in Iowa if she gets into the race.
It's sort of thought that Iowa and South Carolina have sort of, they're like the same candidate pretty much. But if you win Iowa and you win South Carolina, I mean, of course, New Hampshire is in between there. Does that mean you're necessarily, you're going to win?
If you win those two, then you've got a big head of steam heading into the other contests. What we really haven't seen is someone really splitting all those early states. And if they went 50-50, that's what makes it interesting beyond that. If one candidate is able to win Iowa and South Carolina and not get embarrassed in New Hampshire in between, then I think that person is definitely the front runner when you get into the big delegate-rich states that come next.
MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell here with Jonathan Capehart from The Washington Post about how he never thought Trump was seriously considering running anyway.
Isn't it fair for us all to consider how many times has this person kind of fraudulently run for president before? I mean, if you've got one or two strikes against you as pretending to run or think about running for president before, shouldn't we kind of just presume this is fake until you prove otherwise?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not like this is the first time or the second time. If I'm not mistaken, it's like the third or fourth time that he's done this. So a lot of people should have known, should have taken a step back and thought, okay, this cannot be for real. And even I would read the news reports about how Donald Trump was interviewing political operatives, how he was getting a pollster, doing this, doing that. And to my mind, until the press release comes out saying that so-and-so has joined Trump PAC or whatever he was going to call it, I'm not going to believe it.
Well, exactly. There was no evidence of any real assembly of a presidential campaign at all. You know, he got one guy who's available to any campaign for money, who's never with winning campaigns, just a joke character to enter his realm briefly. There was no evidence of doing the real groundwork. And so, you know, I think the cover, it was fine to cover it, but to not keep it in context as here's what he hasn't done. Here's why it still looks very, very unlikely, if not impossible, that he will ever choose to run for president. That is, to me, where the press failed in the way they followed this. I got an email today from an amateur pundit. I mean, not a pundit at all, just a friend of mine, nothing to do with politics, who said, isn't this the best thing that Trump could possibly have done for the Democrats? He got in there and fooled around with the Republican Party just long enough to make them all look stupid.
Yes, I mean, he played Republican primary voters for chumps. He played the American people for chumps. There's some things that he said that, you know, perked people's ears up because he was taking it to the president at a time when no one else would on foreign policy issues, particularly China. But, you know, he would say things in all of his press conferences. Every time he spoke to the media, there was always that central thing that he always talked about. I've got this great TV show, high rating, Celebrity Apprentice, season finale, May 20th. And he would say it over and over and over again. To me, that was my dog whistle, that he was definitely not serious about running.
Coming up, more reaction to Donald Trump and Mike Huckabee. Be both opting out when the talk radio show continues.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. Take me out to the ball game, but don't forget to bring your 4G device with you. The baseball season is in full swing, and 4G can truly enhance your game day experience. Whether you're a diehard baseball fan or a casual fan just looking for a distraction at the game, Sprint 4G and its apps can help. Here's Dave Moline for Sprint 4G.
4G is the perfect companion when you go to see your favorite baseball team play. If you're lucky enough to play hooky from work to see a day game, make sure you use Sprint 4G's lightning-fast connection to real-time video chat with your friends and brag a little that you're hanging out in the sun at the ballpark. Show them what they're missing. And for those diehard baseball fans that just have to stay on top of scores from around the league, the Google Scoreboard app lets you scroll through updated scores and can even notify you when your favorite team scores a run.
To learn more, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today. Use.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Continuing with the conversation about Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, two of the big names among the potential Republican presidential candidates, both have decided not to run. Talk host Ron Upshaw and Don O'Neill talking about the reasons they believe Donald Trump chose Celebrity Apprentice over a run for the presidency.
Celebrity Apprentice
is a very, very successful television show.
Yeah, it's the best.
Even the New York Times has said this is a very, very successful television.
Did you see what NBC told him, though? They said, hey, if you run for office, we're going to keep going with Celebrity Apprentice, and we're going to find somebody else to host the show, and you're done.
I know, but we're talking about Don. We're talking about the President of the United States.
Right.
So if you're comparing...
What's more important? To Donald Trump.
If you compare, let me just play you his cut today where he bowed. And I predicted this.
Oh, this is new sound. Because he had released a statement. Is he actually talking about it now?
Oh, yeah. No, this is the announcement.
Okay.
I predicted this the second we saw this because he was flirting with this idea that he would wait until the end of the year and then not run. Here's the Donald.
NBC has been amazing. This will be our 12th season, and I have to say, I love Celebrity Apprentice. We've raised tens of millions of dollars for charity. We've never raised so much as we have in the last season. And after getting so many calls from Bob and from Steve and everybody,
Joe,
I've decided that we are going to continue onward with Celebrity Apprentice. We're going to continue making lots and lots of money for charity. I will not be running for president as much as I'd like to, and I want to thank everybody very much. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Going to see you for a great season. Thank you.
So,
why are people clapping?
I don't know why people are clapping.
That he's not running.
The thing was Trump, though, and here's what I think is really
cool.
Boy,
he made it right before Osama bin Laden. Got it.
He's making a hard push.
No, he was making it kind of fun. He's making politics.
He was making politics fun.
Kind of fun.
Here's what I think when it was going on here. He has this mythology about his net worth that is the most important thing to him.
Says he was worth $7 billion.
And so if you've followed along, there was a New York Times reporter that dug deeply into this financial myth.
And said he's not even worth a billion.
And Donald Trump sued him, and then there was depositions involved in that lawsuit before he settled, whereby Donald Trump would come out that he's not even worth a fraction of what he's worth. And I think that's the thing that's holding him back.
Talk host Mike Broom Broomhead up next. He never thought Donald Trump was going to do anything more than promote himself and his show.
Donald Trump was never running for president of the United States. He's got way too much going on in his life. He's a billionaire. He is not only is he a billionaire, but he leads his own empire. He's not getting paid tons and tons of money by other people. He runs the show. Billionaire, real estate mogul, made a huge name for himself on TV. He's famous. He goes to Hollywood parties. No way he was giving that up to run for president. It just was not going to happen. And sure enough, he makes a statement. He said, I maintain the strong conviction that if I were to run, I'd be able to win the primary and ultimately the general election. I have spent the past several months unofficially campaigning and recognize that running for public office cannot be done half-heartedly. Ultimately, however, business is my greatest passion, and I am not ready to leave the private sector. No kidding, Donald. You think Donald Trump, again, the master of spin, the master of publicity, what he would have spent trying to publicize his show, The Apprentice. He got so much free publicity. What did he do? He went out there and said, I want to see the birth certificate, and I want to see the birth certificate, and I want to see the birth certificate. And then when the president released the birth certificate, he went on another speaking tour, giving himself credit for making the president show his birth certificate. He never had a snowball's chance of winning. He never had a snowball's chance of running. I mean, the guy was never going to run. But there were some people that defended Donald Trump and said, this is the guy.
You think he really wanted to release his tax records?
No.
Right.
No. Not a chance. He didn't want to release any. He's happy. And I think the ultimate slap in the face for him from reality was when the world started turning on him, when all these negative stories about him started to come out. And he realized that there are certain spin he can't control in a big political fight. Why would he want to get into that dogfight with people? Why would he want to get up on stage at a debate or anywhere else and talk about his divorces and talk about his bankruptcies and talk about it? None of that. He's a superstar when he controls the camera. So he's out.
Coming up, we shift gears to focus on the latest sex scandal involving the chief of the IMF. That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlight
rights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there on your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. Earlier this week, you'll know the story about Dominique Strauss-Kahn, chief of the International Monetary Fund. He was arrested on assault charges. CNN's Kira Chetri and Christine Romans talked to Nathan King from the French news channel about France's reaction to this arrest.
Dominic Strauss-Kahn, head of the powerful International Monetary Fund and also a favorite to unseat Nicolas Sarkozy as France's next president, of course, in hot water today.
That was all before Strauss-Kahn was arrested here in New York City. Those political aspirations clearly have changed. He's accused of raping a maid in his hotel suite. How's this news playing out in France? Nathan King is correspondent for France 24. He joins us now. Clearly, the political establishment is in shock in France.
Absolutely shocked. Disbelief, first of all, but when they realize it happened, they'd seen the pictures, all sorts of reactions from conspiracy theories to sympathy for Strauss-Kahn.
Sympathy?
Well, you know, those pictures we saw of
him,
the perp walk.
They don't do that in France.
Doesn't happen in France. And they feel that it happened so quickly. You know, he was yanked off the plane, he was at the special victims unit, and then in court the next day, and a grand jury's been called and he hasn't got
there.
All
right, so let's just take the perp walk out of the equation. Pretend that, because I understand France has a very different cultural mores when it comes to that. They don't, it's illegal, right? To show pictures of somebody in handcuffs before they've been arrested.
It is generally for the general population, but also with someone's stature like that. They tend to protect people in the elite.
You see, in America, they say that's favoritism. If you have the money and you have the power, then you get special treatment.
But they also understand the implications of trial by media.
There's nothing more egalitarian than an NYPD purse lock. We have seen billionaires, we have seen CEOs, we have seen sports stars. We've seen everybody.
Right, but taking that out of the equation, what about what he stands accused of, which is attempting to rape a woman who accidentally came into his hotel room, went to clean it, and saw him there?
I think the French press, you know the difference here. They've long put up with affairs and not reported them. François Mitterrand had a child out of wedlock when he was president, and no one reported it. The foreign minister once had a relationship with the defense minister of Syria, and no one reported it.
That was public. With somebody at the fund, right?
IMF, back in 2007. And there are other allegations as well. Tristan Bannon is coming out about a potential attempted rape back in 2001. She'd had the allegation before, but now she might file a complaint. And also we're hearing rumors, of course, that there may be other cases here. So
this has moved beyond the DSK, the seducer, into something criminal.
Absolutely, the great seducer, he's been called. And it's kind of funny, and there's a French image of virility. I remember during the Clinton-Lewinsky case, a lot of people said, well, it shows he can leave the country because he's virile and strong. Completely different reaction to over here. So there is this thing, but yes, I think you're right, is that there's this dividing line because of the criminal complaint. But but still they do feel that he hasn't been given a chance to show the defense. We've got a grand jury, and then potentially we could be going to trial on Friday. This just doesn't happen in France, and there's feel that also on the internet, on Twitter, that he's already guilty.
Right, and that, of course, the flip side of that is people say, well, what choice should U.S. authorities have? Look at the Roman Polanski case. There are not extradition, you know, agreements right. on sex crimes, and so yeah. this guy clearly has the means. He could go to France, and we'd never see him again.
That's the very American perspective, and it's very healthy. I can tell you that is not the perspective in France, and there is a real feeling that there is a rush to justice here.
It is
a rush to justice.
It is, we called it an earthquake when we let up to you, but seriously, what this man's stature in the international banking community, in French politics, in terms of yeah. countries that are in big trouble and need to go to the world for last-minute financing, you can't overstate how important he is.
Talk host Jane Foy here with CBS's Vicky Barker about reactions in London to the scandal.
A judge in New York yesterday denied bail for IMF chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn. He remains in Rikers Island this morning. But the fallout for the International Monetary Fund and French politics, they're still reeling. We have Vicky Barker on the line from CBS in London this morning. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Jane.
So tell us what's going on over there. People, they must be in shock.
Absolute shock. Disbelief at first. I mean, the initial reports when they started reaching France was kind of interesting because there's always been this kind of latent anti-American feeling inside France. So the initial reaction was extremely defensive and, oh, this guy is being persecuted and it must be part of a conspiracy. Not that outlandish because, after all, Dominique Strauss-Kahn was widely tipped to be a rival to President Sarkozy. In fact, polls repeatedly showed that he would win a presidential election. But as more and more of the facts came out, the pretty disturbing, tawdry, unpleasant facts, you started hearing a new voice, certainly among French commentators, particularly among French feminists who were saying, look, you know, having an affair, having a complicated love life, well, you know, vive l'amour, that is le français, but rape is not, an attempted rape is not, and that is what this man has been accused of, and that is what a judge took seriously enough to order him to spend the night in jail. So that initial defensive reaction has been tempered since.
And what is the who's going to take his place? I mean, obviously, with as far as a candidate, but the International Monetary Fund, how the work continues?
You mean in the IMF as opposed to French politics?
Right.
Well, at the moment, his number two is filling in for him. And so far, I mean, earlier today, you had Austria's finance minister suggesting that maybe Strauss-Kahn should consider stepping down to avoid damaging the institution. Now, European finance ministers are meeting in Brussels today. So far, he's the only one who's come out to say anything like that. I think everybody else is taking a wait-and-see approach. The IMF board is insisting that the International Monetary Fund remains fully operational all through this.
Radio host Bob Connors here with Fox News' Jeff Manasso about what's liable to happen next in this case.
The head of the International Monetary Fund was denied bail after his arraignment yesterday because he was considered a risk to flee the country. What's the latest?
Well, Dominique Strauss-Kahn spent the night last night in Rikers Island prison here in New York City. And the judge basically denied bail, saying he is a flight risk. And prosecutors said, look, this guy could be another Roman Polanski if you let him go. And there's no stopping him. If he goes back to France, there's really nothing that says that the U.S. has any jurisdiction to bring him back. So the judge, citing the fact that Strauss-Kahn was on a plane about to leave the country when he was arrested, she kept him here, at least until his next court date, which will be Friday.
So his attorney, Benjamin Brofman, who they're saying is an A-lister,
yes.
Said it will not be consistent with a forcible encounter. That's the what the prosecution brought
forward. Yeah, he says the battle has just begun and that there is some sort of proof that they have that Strauss-Kahn will be totally vindicated. We don't know what that is. just yet. But just as this case unfolds, we're also hearing about this other case in Florida, or Florida in France, with this 31-year-old French novelist, Tristan Bannon, who says that she was raped by Strauss-Kahn about 9 years ago, and she's been public about it, but she's never filed charges or anything like that. That all changes now. Her lawyer apparently says that she's going to be starting to file charges against him. And also, we're hearing from prosecutors in New York that say they're investigating a similar type attack at the same hotel.
Coming up, we're going to turn our attention to Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. That's up next on The Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on talk radio, talk television, the political stations, the channels, the hosts. Separation of Arnold and Maria pretty much on everybody's mind in one way or another. From Fox, Martha McCallum talks to correspondent Anita Vogel about the news that Arnold fathered a child with a household staffer about 10 years ago.
This one is a story ripped straight out of a Hollywood screenplay. And now splashed across the headlines today, Arnold Schwarzenegger confessing to the world that he cheated on Maria Shriver. When we went to his blog, this is the perhaps unfortunate now message that is up there. Apparently it's been there for a while. It says, stay tuned for my next move. That may take on some ironic new meaning today. Anita Vogel joins us now, trying to figure out what his next move will be. She is live in our Los Angeles bureau. Hi, Anita.
Well, hi there, Martha. This is a bombshell both in Hollywood and political circles for sure. Former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger admitting he fathered a love child roughly a decade ago with a former staff member who had worked for the family for 20 years, a woman who retired this past January. Schwarzenegger says he told his wife, Maria Shriver, about it just after leaving the governor's office, explaining why perhaps she moved out of the couple's home months before they announced their split last week. Today, the former First Lady of California, Maria Shriver, spoke out to People magazine about this, saying, quote, this is a painful and heartbreaking time. As a mother, my concern is for the children. I ask for compassion, respect, and privacy as my children and I try to rebuild our lives and heal. I will have no further comment. Arnold is also speaking out today, saying he is very sorry for all of the pain he has caused his family over this. Now, he has been seen a few times publicly since they announced their split last week. And at his first public event, he had this to say.
We both love each other very much. You're very fortunate that we have four extraordinary children. And we're taking one day at a time.
Both Arnold and Maria seem to be headed to careers back in front of the camera. Maria is being wooed by a number of TV bigwigs, including Oprah Winfrey, to do her own TV talk show. She is in Chicago today to tape one of the final episodes of the Oprah Winfrey Show. Sources say it is not a matter of if Maria will return to television, but when. And Arnold has already gone back to Hollywood. He's set to star in an animated TV show called The Governator and is rumored to be doing another Terminator movie. Now, this latest revelation has prompted at least one former female governor to speak out about this on Twitter. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm tweeted this thought this morning. She says, another guy gov admits to cheating on his wife. Maybe we need more women governors. Guys, keep your pants zipped, for Pete's sake. Now, you might remember that Maria Shriver stood by her husband, Arnold Schwarzenegger, during the 2003 gubernatorial recall here in California. Reports had surfaced that he had aggressive behavior towards women and even groped women. He later said he behaved badly sometimes.
Talk host Bill Carroll here about how stupid Maria Shriver must feel after Arnold tells her that he fathered a child with a former staffer and waited 10 years to tell her.
The thing you're most angry about when it's over is when you find out other people that you know knew and you didn't. I mean, there's nothing worse than feeling like a complete idiot because you feel, well, the whole world was laughing at me. How many people were in the loop on this thing? Now multiply that by the fact that somebody is working in your house. I mean, this woman, we don't know who exactly. We just know that Arnold Schwarzenegger had an affair with someone who worked in their house for a long time. She was probably coming to work pregnant, right? I mean, so what goes along with that? You got a household employee who suddenly knocked up. And Maria Shriver, if she's a half-decent human being, I have no reason to believe she wouldn't. She's probably asking her, how's the pregnancy going? And are you excited about the baby?
Probably bought her gifts.
Oh, yeah, probably right? Showered the baby with gifts. And maybe she even held the baby. Who knows? Maybe she's met the baby and held it in her arms, not knowing all the while that her husband, the scumball, is the father. I mean, that's got to be, if you're Maria Shriver today, that's got to be the worst part. The absolute public humiliation of it all. Not that this wouldn't be bad if it all happened in private. These things never totally are, though, because even within your own family or circle of friends, there's a certain public nature to this stuff. But when the whole world is talking about it, you're thinking, oh, my God, this woman was in my house. And what else goes through your head? Did they do it in my bed? Did they do it in the house when I was home? When I was maybe up in my own bed sick? When I was nursing his sick children? Talk about, hey, classy move. And she must also be wondering, how many others? How many others are there? Not just how many other women, how many other children? Are there other children out there? And to betray your family, his kids, all of that, you know, to betray everything you say you are. How many times did he stand up publicly in front of the people of California saying, trust me, I'm a good guy. I've made some mistakes. Yeah, maybe I haven't treated women the way I should have been. Remember all those allegations, women coming forward? I think there were half a dozen of them before he was elected saying, yeah, he doesn't treat women very respectfully. He gropes women. He leers at them all. And she stood by him. Said, if you knew Arnold like I knew Arnold. Well, now we do.
Find out more about all these items on the countdown. Just check out the Talk Radio Countdown box. It's a big section on the homepage at DougStephan.com.